This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is Hather and the Prince. The author is J.J. McAvoy. Hather Dubell has always fought to break free from the shadow left by her revered older sister, Aphrodite. It's been 2 years since Hather's debut, and while Aphrodite has married a duke and become a duchess, Hather has been left with the town's most mediocre, boring suitors. With the London season coming to a close, Hather's anxieties reach a peak. Will she be the only Dubell unable to find her perfect match? J.J. McAvoy has written numerous independently published novels that have been translated into 6 languages and are bestsellers in Turkey, Israel, and France. Her historical romance series featuring the Dubells includes Aphrodite and the Duke, Verity and the Forbidden Suitor, and Hather and the Prince. McAvoy is active and delightful on social media. Happy to have J.J. McAvoy join me for the very first time here on
Thank
Speaking
you
of
for
Writers.
Having me.
Welcome. It's great to have you. So this is the third in the series. Let's go back for readers that are not aware of this series. How did the series start? What gave you the idea to write this series?
So I had this series in mind several years ago after, I'd always been a big fan of Brandy's version of Cinderella. And so that kind of got me into this whole fantasy, but sort of reality kind of blacks in regency and royalty and just that whole entire sphere. And then a little bit after, like a lot of people at the time didn't really want the story or didn't know what to do with it. And then after the success of the Bridgerton TV series, there was a huge outpouring for people that wrote more of this. And I just so happened that I already had this idea waiting.
How did you become a writer?
Good. Oh, wow. So I was in high school and my high school technology teacher, actually, she had read one of my creative works and she was just like, you should try getting this published. And I did. It didn't work at that time, but then I wrote something else and that ended up getting published after that.
So, Hather, first of all, how did you come up and how do you come up with the names of your characters?
So when I'm thinking of a character, well, the thing is, since I started off with book one, that kind of shaped how each character was going to be. So when I did book one and I named her Aphrodite, I realized I wanted all the sisters to be named after like a goddess in mythology. But then I realized I didn't want to pull from just one mythology. And so Hather basically came after her sister, which is kind of the whole entire thing about the book is like she always feels like she comes after her sister. And so in this book, her name came from, it's similar to her sister's in a sense, but it comes from a different origin, and it also has different connotations with it. And so whenever I'm looking at names, I'm always looking at something that's interesting, something that will fit the character, and then something that is going to cue the reader into that this might be a different type of story.
We're chatting with J.J. McAvoy here on Speaking of Writers. Her new book, the third in the series, is Hather and the Prince. Let's talk about your writing process a little bit, J.J. Are you an outliner or are you a pantser?
I feel like I go between both. There are some books where I'm just like, I need to outline this, but then it always collapses whenever I'm mid outline. And then I just start writing from there. And then after, I think for each book, I start off being like, oh, this is what I want. And I'm going to outline it. And then once I start writing, I completely deviate from the outline and basically start creating off the top of my head.
Do you always know the ending when you start?
Yes, I always know the ending. In fact, I think I am always certain of the ending for books I even haven't written yet. Then I just write towards the ending. So I'm always curious how I'm going to get to that ending. But usually by the time I know what I want to write, like the title of the story, I know what the ending is going to be. So I'm just kind of writing to get to that ending.
Are any of the characters based on or loosely based on people you know in this series?
It's actually, it's funny because my mom feels like I wrote Hather's mom after her. I kind of take from a lot of people and make them into one person. So like there are similarities between like characters where like it might be four characters that I like, or one character based on four people in my life. I take different aspects of their like personality and make them into one person. So yes, sometimes it's completely unrelated to anybody I know.
What are your writing habits and what's the best environment? Can you write in a busy place or you need total silence?
No, I can't write in a busy place at all. I've tried, but I feel like what I end up doing most time is I seclude myself from everybody and everything, and I just hammer it out. So I can write whether I'm in my room, whether I'm in my office, I can write anywhere so long as I'm by myself and it's quiet. Because the minute you start talking to me or the minute I see you in the corner of my eye, I will put down what I'm doing and I'll lose that moment and I can't get it back. So I like to be completely like cut off and like in my own little world while I'm writing.
Do you set a daily goal when you're writing a novel to, you know, I want to, you know, complete 3 chapters today, or no, you just right away?
No, I feel like that's stressful. Mm-hmm. Especially if I try to think of like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. It's always a good day when I can write anything. So I don't try to stress myself out to like how much I want to write. And plus, I think you never really know the size of your chapters. So sometimes you can write a very, very long chapter and that could be one chapter, but if somebody else, that might be considered 2 chapters or 3 chapters. So like, I don't try to break it down. I just feel like any good day that I can sit down and write, I'll write. And I'm just happy to get that far.
JJ, what do you think are the ingredients that make up a good story?
Ooh, I think side characters are actually one of the best things to make up your story, because the stronger your side characters are, the stronger they make your main characters, because they have to be able to compete with the attention of the reader. So if you have amazing side characters, and I think this is something I like about the Dubels, is you get a distinct personality of everybody in that world. And because of that, the main character has to stand out more. And that person has to be more dynamic in how they express their feelings. And especially since I end up writing more than one point of view, I always feel like having people that push against that main character is what makes them more interesting and whole to read.
What's the best thing about being an author?
The best thing for me is actually the freedom of creating your own world and your own rules. I think the best thing, I just love the fact that there are times where I'm like, I'm writing and I'm just like, well, that doesn't exist. And then I remind myself, well, I can just make it exist. Mm. In reality, and I think this is something I really like about being a fiction writer, is the fact that so long as I can think it and make it understandable to the reader and make it plausible that in this universe, this happens and this is why, I have the freedom to create universes. And I think that is something that is very freeing and fun, because your mind can always have space to go.
What genres do you enjoy reading?
I love anything so long as there's fantasy in it, or romance in it. And I like fantasy a lot, but I think for me, I always gravitate to anything that's dramatic. I've always liked, whether it's I like romance, like sweet, cozy romances. But I always feel like I always like drama. So anything that has like people at war with each other, something that has heavy dialogue, books that have heavy dialogue for me are my like go-to, because I am a visual writer and reader. So I imagine myself in the middle of like this group of people going back and forth. And I just enjoy reading things that are just dialogue heavy.
How long ago did you write your first book?
So the first thing I ever wrote was about 2013. So, and then the first time I got published was in 2014. So yeah, around that age, I think I was like 19-ish.
So about 20? Over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The first one. Have you?
Yeah, so 20. Yeah, about 20 was when I started.
Have you gone back to read that work at all?
So what's actually funny is I have, and I find myself amazed at where I was back then, because it's not like I feel like, oh, cringe, like this isn't good. It's just like I go through phases in writing. So right now I'm in, like right now when I was writing, so I was in a Regency space. Back then I was in like a mafia romance space. Mm-hmm. So like I have, like I can almost see like different mini eras of where I was like mentally when I was starting to write. And I find myself like, that line I wrote, that I don't remember writing that. And so I find myself having a lot of moments where like I'm like, I really like this. Meanwhile, I wrote it.
How do you feel you've grown as a writer?
I think as a writer, I've grown in the sense of, I feel like my themes have gotten a lot more mature. Like the conversations that I have, my characters have, and the conversations or the things that are happening with society. In the beginning, I think I was more so of just having fun, and I was just enjoying what I was writing and just enjoying the space that I was in. And now at like 10 years plus later, I feel like I'm more so saying things about society, about people, about a general way of being. And I feel like my work, when I want, before I was writing solely for myself, for my own pure enjoyment of this world. Now I think I'm more cautiously thinking about the readers and what I want them to get out of the story.
JJ, how much research goes into this book and this series?
A lot, which wasn't my intent, like my intent when I was going in, but I found myself, like I think I've said this before, I would find myself looking at like what era of carriages was, like what the carriage style was for this era, or what type of boots people would be wearing. So I would find myself doing hours and hours of research for probably just a line, just because I didn't want to be like, well, they didn't wear those, they didn't have that leather back then. Like, so I found myself doing that type of research. I was very grateful for all the editors that were with me, and they would also look up things and kind of keep me on track, especially with language, because I would also look into some adding words and languages of that period. I wanted not to be as modern as possible. I wanted it to feel like you were a fly on the wall in that era.
And what would you like readers to take away from this third installment in the series?
I think what I want is for the readers to know that you can have what you want. And I think that's Heather's overall story, is the fact that in all the books, everyone feels like she's too picky, or she's too dramatic, and she's her aspirations in life are too big. And I wanted the reader to know it's okay to dream, to have these big things, because you never know, you could get them.
The book is Heather and the Prince. It is the third in the series. The author is JJ McEvoy. You can connect online, jjmcevoy.com, at JJ McEvoy on Instagram too. JJ, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this is Speaking of Writers.